Radio Hereford FC, the only station with full match commentaries of the Bulls, every game, every week.
Hereford again engage quickly. Good crossfield ball by Edwards. Back to the far side. Page has it under control. Decent period of possession for Hereford. They need to make something out of it. Ball forward now from Haitian to Mills. He scores! 1-0 Hereford. Combination again. Get the ball to John Mills. A very, very full finish. Into the corner of the net. Hereford 1, Lightown 0. Keeper comes out quickly, grabs the ball at the meadow end of this ground. 2006, the official attendance. So, another plus 2000 gate. Midweek game in Edgar Street under floodlights. Ball forward though for Lye. Up goes Spray and tries a snapshot. Well, he's equalised! An ambitious shot and it nestles right in the top of the net. It got past Harvey Rivers. I can't believe what's happened. James Spray, a speculative drive from what? 35 yards? Weakley, short layoff to Birch, midway inside the Lye half. Birch bursts through on the deck. Lovely ball to Mills. Mills cuts inside. Left foot shot. Oh, brilliant! Brilliant from John Mills! He has that skill to be able to do that. I think he calls it the chop, when he chops the ball from right foot to left and then simply curls it into the opposite corner. John Mills, second goal of the evening, takes his tally to 12 for the season. Hereford 2, Lightown 1.
Yeah, I mean, we take the mick out of him for his chop. It's the slowest chop in the world, but for some reason it works every single time. There's a few players that have got it. Lallana's got it, and so did Pugh, who was here a few years ago and has done so well for Bournemouth. It's a slow chop, and watching the game you can see it coming a mile off, but for some reason it works every time, and he's got that finish. Whenever he gets in the box, he hits the target, and that's why he's going to score goals.
Taking a time over this. Eventually it's thumped forward, and Benella says, thank you, I'll have that. Gets it forward to Haitian. Page has made a forward run. Haitian tries to release it through to Page. It may fall to Mills. And Mills scores again! What a player in front of goal this John Mills is! Hereford 3, Lightown 1. The goal scorer, John Mills, that's his hat-trick. He said he's got a target this season. He won't tell anybody what it is, but I can tell you he's got 13 goals already. It's not the end of September yet.
He was moaning before the game that he doesn't feel very well. So if he's ever fully well, then how many is he going to score?
Heaven only knows what will happen. Here's Benella. Oh, lovely ball bisecting the defence. Here's Wheatley. Wheatley with a low cross to the far post. Page can't get there. Mills can. And he's there again! John Mills! 4-1. He won't miss from there. Straight down the middle. Gaping hole left as a result of the crossfield ball. John Mills wraps it up now. 4-1. Fourth goal of the evening for John Mills. Hereford lead by 4-1.
It's a great ball from Dylan, great ball from Solin as well. But I think the same with Mills' last goal when Birchie played him in. Just shows if we go through that midfield a little bit better, a little bit crisper, then Dylan and Birchie can really start driving us forward a little bit. But it's a great run from Sol, a great ball in. And Mills is there where he always will be, right in front of goal, ready to touch it for the fourth time today with his fourth get his fourth goal.
I think he's done a little bit more than that.
He missed that other shot, didn't he?
I love the way he is a good, he moves off the ball as well. He's not just somebody who just stays in the penalty area. Foul on Adam Page.
No, he's I think in pre-season he was what we were missing.
Yes.
And after the Dunkirk game, him and Pablo had to get used to the way we played when we went to Stourport and when we went up to Highgate. But since then, since they've learned it, since they've got to grasp with the crowd here and everything, you know, I think they will be the difference. Solid at the back, we've got decent wide men, and I think those two are the two which we look to now to say, okay, well, can you win us the league?
This is Radio Hereford FC, the home of the Bulls. Match Day Live.